Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. And James Thomas Nevels was arraigned on Monday, November 4th. That would be actually Tuesday, November 4th, or Monday, November 3rd. And will plead no contest to three counts of assault on a police officer as a habitual third offender, with one count of assault on a police officer being dismissed as part of the agreement. He is scheduled for sentencing on January 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m., when restitution may be determined, especially since one of the assaults resulted in an injured police officer. James Thomas Nevels faces three counts of assaulting a police officer, prosecuted under habitual offender laws due to his prior felony convictions, increasing the possible penalties. The plea deal includes a dismissal of one assault charge and a commitment to plead no contest to the remaining counts. Sentencing is set for January 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Restitution for the injured police officer is still under consideration and will be determined at the sentencing hearing. This case involves an incident in which a police officer was injured during an assault. Thomas Nevels has a history of previous convictions, making him an habitual offender under Michigan law. And a Saginaw man has been sentenced to prison for fatally shooting his wife earlier this year. Michael Glenn, 61, received 17 to 32 years behind bars after entering a no-contest plea in September to second-degree murder and a firearm offense in the February killing of his 33-year-old wife, Dominique Watson. Officers discovered both Glenn and Watson on the kitchen floor of their Saginaw home. After the shooting, investigators said Glenn turned the gun on himself, but survived a self-inflicted wound. Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson imposed a sentence Tuesday, giving Glenn credit for 244 days already served in jail. And a 49-year-old North Branch man died Sunday afternoon in a single-vehicle crash on M53 near Muck Road in Imlay City. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, Stephen Henderson lost control while traveling northbound, going airborne after hitting a driveway embankment, and the landing off the roadway. Henderson was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from his vehicle. Bystanders tried to perform CPR, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash, which blocked Van Dyke for about 3 hours, remains under investigation, and officials have not determined if alcohol or speeding played a role. Multiple agencies responded to the incident, including local police, fire, EMS, and road commission crews. When we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and obituaries.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Cairo. Our selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is the best it's ever been. When you shop More Motors of Cairo for your next vehicle purchase, you get to experience car buying the way it should be. Fair, open, and honest. It's simple, yet so many other dealers, especially city dealers, can't follow through like we do. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motors of Cairo, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Cairo.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
And we're back from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Carty, and looking at our national news, two people were killed Tuesday in the Trump administration's latest strike on an alleged drug boat in South American waters. Officials described it as the 16th deadly operation of a months-long anti-drug campaign. The total reported death toll now stands at least 66. The administration has ramped up maritime enforcement to curb drug trafficking. Critics have raised human rights concerns about the methods used. Authorities say the effort is vital to national security. And in our international news, the death of North Korean official Kim Jong-nam prompted condolences from South Korea. Kim had served in top government roles for decades. Relations between North and South are tense, but diplomatic gestures persist. The South Korean president sent a formal letter of sympathy. High-level contacts remain rare amid ongoing security issues. State media in Pyongyang raised Kim's legacy. And we have just a couple of obituaries to report for this hour. Lois Marie Dice, age 94, passed away peacefully at home, leaving behind a legacy of love, faith, and dedication. Lois was born September 23, 1931, in Port Hope, Michigan. She married the love of her life, Arthur Dice, on November 7, 1953. Lois is survived by her sister Doris. Funeral service for Lois will be held on Thursday, November 6th, 2025 at 12 noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy. Visitation will be at St. Peter Lutheran Church on Thursday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Memorials may be offered to St. Peter's Lutheran Church Kindy in memory of Lois. Condolences can be shared to the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Terry Hansen, 83, and Mary Ann Hansen, 81, of Verona, a devoted couple for 55 years, both passed away on September 27, 2025. Terry passed away peacefully at McLaren in Bad Axe. Mary Ann passed away 1 hour and 53 minutes later at Grand Traverse Pavilions in Traverse City. Terry was born in Verona, Michigan on March 12, 1942. Terry honorably served in the U.S. Army from 1960 to 1962. We thank him for his service to our country. A celebration of their lives will take place on November 22, 2025. A graveside service will take place at Verona Township Cemetery at 11:30. A luncheon will immediately follow at the FOP Lodge located at 1976 North Verona Road in Rapson. Flannel attire is requested. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in their name to the Thumb Animal Shelter.